hempusa.org today.
Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, November 7, 2008. That was record number 7 from my album From Andromeda with Love with George Winston. That song is called Yesterday in the Pleiades. It features a Pleiadian ship, George Winston, the famous concert pianist, playing a guitar, and yours truly playing the keyboards, the piano. If you can believe that, it's kind of a switcheroo. We had an exciting election, as you all know. Unfortunately, Steve Barish's candidate didn't get in. He was a self-appointed candidate and a write-in. Nobody wrote his name in but five people. But anyway, here we are. Steve, what did you think of the election? We got Steve Barish and, of course, Bella Byrd on here tonight.
Thank you. I wanted Obama in there so bad.
He's in.
Yep.
So you didn't want yourself after all?
No. I think Obama's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, he's already starting to get the ball rolling. The economy will take off.
Yep.
Platinum prices are going to rise again, like they go back to where they were, of course, as the economy goes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a real interesting year. This reminds me of a deja vu of when Bill Clinton took over from George Herbert Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And George H. Bush had, of course, allowed the economy to run into the ground. I think they're just a plain old gorilla family. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a junior the other day alongside of Obama. Obama was full of life, and he looked like a dead monkey.
You mean a pet monkey.
Yeah, a dead pet monkey.
Yeah.
What a horrible 8 years this has been.
Terrible.
George Walker Bush was appointed over our candidate at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's going to be a real interesting cabinet, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some very bright, it's almost like putting Donald Trump in there, you know. Trump has a huge ego, but he gets the job done at the end of the day. I remember when that skating rink was way behind, completion. Was it called the Wall Rink or Walmart Rink or something,
mm-hmm,
in New York?
Mm-hmm.
And the city spent $10 million on it, couldn't open it. Donald Trump says, look, let me have the project. So he took the project over, spent $1 million, and opened the thing up and made it fly, and it's been flying ever since, because
yep.
I like to ice skate.
Yep.
So anyway,
things happen.
You know, it's great to have somebody in there that actually cares about the people and not basically the oil people. You know.
Well, you know what's interesting is that when he was nominated and made president, the energy shifted like crazy. It became much higher.
Did you see that? And it was really funny because Wall Street took a dump.
Yep.
The day after the election.
Yep.
And it was the day before it rallied because they thought, you know. Senator McCain, and I love Senator McCain. And as long as he's Senator McCain, he's great.
Yes.
But having the great white hunter, Sarah Palin, in there, you know,
mm-hmm.
that my birds were scared because my birds didn't want to be hunted, you know.
Yeah.
And they know they knew she likes to ride, fly around in marine helicopters with machine guns and blow up things, you know. So, which is okay, but not animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad that Neanderthal's out of there, so we're going to have a whole different country.
Yeah, their economy is already starting to recover.
Yes.
Give it a couple of weeks, it'll be back to normal.
Yes, it will.
So anyhow, what you been up to this week?
I did 34 massages this week, and I was really, really busy, and did some phone calls for you and, you know, some other things, and I've been really, really busy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Been having a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, tonight we want to talk about platinum a little bit.
Ah.
You know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's been rumored that you're switching over to a platinum receptor.
Yes.
A projector, rather.
What I want to do, I had a gold one and with a platinum bridge, and it seemed to get things done immediately when I asked for it.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah.
You have a silver one now, right?
Yes, I have a silver one with diamonds in it, and it just doesn't, it's powerful. And it seems to get the job done, but I want to get it instantaneously, and I'm picking up that the projector that I need is platinum.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way I'm going to go. I don't think that's for everybody, but it seems to be for me. At least that's what I'm picking up, and I asked you before if platinum would be good for me, and I believe you told me you've been ready for it. So
yeah, we had a gold one. We get a gold one around here once in a while, but they get sold so darn quick we can't keep them around.
Yeah,
we end up having to use the silver ones, and now I got to make a platinum one up for myself one of these days.
Yeah, I think it's I think there's only one other person that's wearing platinum.
Yeah,
and we don't want to give out any names, but. I think that the platinum will really get the job done. Instead of waiting for a half hour to get it done with a silver one, maybe 15 minutes, the platinum will happen instantaneously.
Yeah, it's instantaneous. People don't understand about platinum. It's the highest energy metal in our solar system, pretty much,
yes,
that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to take all the platinum in the world, all of it, you would have a little block about 25 feet by 25 feet by 25 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's all there would be. Whereas gold, you'd have acres of it, you know?
Yes.
And so as a result, platinum has always been typically twice the price of gold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's used, it has a very high conductivity ratio. It's at low resistance to electricity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it has some magical, metaphysical, characteristics. And it has a sister metal, which is called palladium.
Yes.
It's always on the stock market, too. And palladium is necessary to melt in with the platinum. You just can't melt platinum and cast it. It has to be, palladium has to go in, and then palladium is evaporated out of it so that the platinum becomes pure.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be done in a special environment. Mm-hmm. So people wonder why a platinum, jewelry, like a platinum chain, a platinum gold chain, say 30 inches, a gold, a 14-karat gold chain at 30 inches would probably cost, right now at the gold market, somewhere around $1,500.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? That same, an 18-karat gold chain at 30 inches would probably cost, on the market, probably around $2,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
An 30-inch, I'm talking 4-millimeter here.
Mm-hmm.
4-millimeter chain in platinum would be about $8,000 to $10,000.
Right.
Just the chain.
Right.
You know, and so now that the price is down, people should be looking at them. We could sell today a platinum receptor that would normally sell for $36,000. We could sell it around $16,000 to $18,000,
yeah,
with a fairly nice diamond in it,
yeah,
which is unheard of in the past.
It's quite a necklace. I had the gold with the platinum bridge, and now I've got the projector was so powerful with that platinum bridge that we could really do things instantaneously. So I'm looking forward to getting that the platinum projector. I'm really looking forward to that. So I can make a couple phone calls on Monday and take care of that.
Yeah, that'll be good because I've got a couple other clients I've got quotes out to on the receptors right now. 50% less than they were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Last time platinum was this inexpensive was around 2000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2004 it dipped and then it skyrocketed up.
Yeah.
Then typically rides around 1700 to 1750 to $1800 an ounce. That's pretty much its saddle price.
Right, right, right.
But with oil prices down at $72 a barrel, I don't know, the gasoline to pump out here is in the $2 range again now. Coming down from the $4.50 to the $2 range.
Right, right.
I told everybody around me that around election time, that's the time the precious metals come down. That's the time that Bella Bird's going to check in. Bella Bird kind of likes your voice. She's moving up to the speakerphone a little bit. You like Steve? Well, that's your sidekick that you don't see. She says, damn, I kind of like the vibration on his voice. Yeah, Bella Bird's on TV here. You got to get we got quite a number of viewers. You've got to get your computer so you can.
Yeah, I got a new Apple computer.
We got a real dog and pony show going here with this bird.
Yeah, I just this week and last week I never even had a chance to turn it on.
Yeah,
I've been.
So you know how to turn it on, right?
Pardon? I know how to turn it on. I just haven't had.
No, you plug it in, you drop it on the floor, and there's a switch that kicks in from the shock of it hitting the floor.
Hello, somebody's calling in.
Oh yeah, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Dr. Bell?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Jojo. I'm up here in Los Osos, California here.
Where? Los Altos?
Yeah, near San Luis Obispo.
Oh, okay, that's pretty in there. What's the weather like up there today? Was it cool or warm?
It was warm and absolutely clear and gorgeous. We've had 3 days of just clear skies and crystal clear.
That's
absolutely
excellent.
Beautiful.
So how'd you hear about it? Did you listen to the show a lot or what?
Yeah, I've listened to your stuff and read your books and had a receptor and all that kind of stuff, so I'm familiar with the work you do and love what you do.
Oh, cool.
My question is, because you're talking about receptors right now and platinum and everything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention names, but I've seen other apparatus that, in a way, try and copy what you're doing and hook up neodymium magnets to Siberian crystal and, you know, wear it around the same place as the receptor or the projector. Is there any harm in hooking magnets up to a device like this that's right near the heart?
Yeah, there is harm for several reasons. You don't want to use polarized magnets because the body is a non-polarized magnetic field.
Okay.
Okay, the body works on what's called a Seebeck, S-E-E-B-E-C-K effect.
Okay.
And it's an alternating magnetic field. And when you start permanentizing the field or polarizing the field on a north or south polarity, what happens is it causes the membranes in the endocrine system to malfunction.
Okay.
Now, if you already have a situation where you have a failing kidney or something or a cancerous liver, there are specialists that know the proper polarity, like Peter Kulish, who comes on the show. I'm going to bring him on again pretty soon, that can help you. And hospitals actually call people like Peter Kulish out to help them for magnetic therapies. But unless you're a professional or a licensed professional, I consider it quite dangerous. And I don't consider a lot of things dangerous in holistic work. A lot of things are stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of neat things, but very few dangerous things. Magnetism, to me, is probably the most harmful thing because it can cause valves to contract and shut off. It can shut down endocrine function. It can shut down the dilating of nephrons in the kidney. It can do a lot of things over a period of time. And I've read a lot and done a lot of studies. I've known a lot of people that are very well known in the magnetic therapy world, and I've learned to respect it. You know, I really have. They work great with our receptors and stuff, but you got to know what you're doing. You know, that's my opinion. It may not be according to Hoyle, but.
Well, it's I had a receptor. I had the the silver-plated one.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get a new one as soon as possible. Just with this other brand, I guess you could say, you know, I put on their most powerful one, made of platinum, jewels all around it, diamond in the middle. And the only thing I'd say, I felt weird, and I figured you'd have an answer for me, because when I, you know, they're not going to say anything's wrong with the magnet, because they're selling it for $20,000.
People in the new age business, in this market, 90% of them are charlatans.
Yeah.
There's probably 5-6% like Pat Flanagan's for real with his biochemistry work. He's awesome. There's a few people around that are just totally, I'm in awe of some of them. But the rest of them are complete idiots, and they'll tell you anything.
Yeah. Well, and with that, like I said, I'm looking to get a new receptor projector as soon as I can.
We do payment plans, by the way, too.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
We're doing right now in the hard times. We're financing a lot of people. And you don't have, we're not talking layaways. We're talking conditional sales contracts here.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll give a call in to you next week. But let me ask this, and then I'll get off the air so you can explain.
Okay.
Can you go through, you know, just kind of the general functions of the receptor again and the new design? Because I had the old design.
Yeah,
just explain kind of the design in the receptor and then in the projector.
Right.
And why you kind of have to grade up with the metals.
Yeah.
And I'll hang up and I'll let you answer.
Okay. So
thank you so much, Dr.
In,
Bell.
By the way.
Huh?
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, shall I go first, Steve, or do you want to go first?
Well, you can go first.
Okay, I'll cover the mechanical side of it.
Sure.
Old versus new. Okay, in any technology, you're constantly upgrading. With the receptor, you're looking at a shape energy that interferes with space and time. In other words, the pyramids, the shape, the roundness, the cut, and the slice in the pyramids, the John and Montran on the back, all of these things are specifically designed into it. Some, originally Pat Flanagan worked on it, Semyasi worked on it from the Pleiades, I worked on it. A lot of factors here came to make this piece what it is. It wasn't just me, it was a lot of people, plus some aerospace technology. At the time we designed the first piece, back in 1981, and started the patent process, we had was a thing called a pantograph. And a pantograph was a device that manually was operated by an operator, and it had a huge design limitation in the fact that the tolerances that could cut a pyramid, realize you're cutting a dish, and at the same time you're putting pyramids on an angle, okay? So with all that going on, we can only get a certain accuracy. And from that accuracy, that dimensions, you know, if you look at pyramids in the body, well, the red blood cell is very pyramid-shaped. It's an octahedron. It has a top section, and it has a bottom section forming an octahedron. And as a result of that, the geometry in the body, if you were to breathe in some poison like chloroform or some form of alcohol that's not good for the body or some toxic smell, first thing it does is it alleviates the divine shape of the octahedron in the body, so the top part of the pyramid or the bottom part of the pyramid collapses. When this happens, if we're doing muscle testing, we see a complete weakening of the entire body system and a complete collapse of the muscular system. Then if we're doing the same test, we put a pyramid on somebody's head or a receptor on, it allows the red blood cell to go to its original shape, and they test strong even though they're breathing a chloroform or taking sugar or whatever we're testing them with. So going back to the pantograph represented an earlier design that was possible because in those days computer programs and the CNC machines could not do the special design, the special architecture of the structure of a receptor. So finally, you know, back in the 90s, we were able to get our first computer program and CNC machine up, and we came out with what we today call the old design. And it was better because of the linearity of the geometry. It interrupted space and time in a much more viable divine frequency, you know, the way God planned it, not me. And so they worked quite a bit better than the old pantograph models. And the pyramids also became larger. The pantograph made little tiny pyramids. We could make them twice the size, and we could actually reduce the size of the receptor. The receptor in the old days was probably a good quarter of an inch to a third of an inch larger in diameter than it is today, so it was heavier. It was bulkier and didn't look as good. So then finally, in the 2000s, and very recently, a very exact programming came along from CNC machine, and I had some people that would invest some real money into making this a lot better. So we came up with the new improved design, which is, you know, it has tolerances in the tens of thousandths of an inch and even 50 thousandths of an inch on each pyramid. So we're able to put a much brighter light bulb in the socket with much more focus than we had before. That said, what happens is the energy focusing down on the DNA structure of the body, especially down on telomeres where the cell DNA dies as you get older, the telomeres formation moves back on the strands, therefore shortening the strands. With this new focus, we were able to slow down the telomeres reaction and the aging process and actually reverse it and make it go the other way. So it would start increasing the strands. Remember, a newborn has 46 base pairs per turn. After the first breath, 34 base per turn. And a 50-year-old has 6 base pairs per turn. So we're able to take a 50-year-old person, for example, and start making them feel like they're an 18-year-old person, which has 18 base pairs per turn. So therefore, in comparison, we have a much more effective and a much better focal length. The focal length is determined where the gemstone sits on the bridge, which then sends all that energy, which is pointed at the bridge, back through the little hole in the middle of it, back into the human aura, which then radionically determines the frequency that receptor needs to project into the different endocrine system. So basically what I'm saying is it's a lot sharper. It's like comparing an old 1945 black and white television set with a new high definition, liquid crystal set of today. That's the best way to compare it. Hey, Steve, what do you say about that?
Well, I see things a little bit differently than most people, I guess. What I see basically is when I wear the receptor, which I have on now, out my back, I can see pure white light. And when I first put it on, I remember calling you. We were on a walk, my wife and I, ex-wife. And I was watching a lot of black pouring out of my back. Hey, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I said, Fred, I'm seeing a lot of black pouring out of my back. And you had told me that's all the X-rays that you had seen.
Right, X-rays.
That were coming out of my back, and it was pure black. I mean, just absolutely pure black. I think in 2 weeks later, I was watching my brain. And I was watching the toxins released, and the toxins I was releasing was heavy metal.
Right.
And I remember that coming out of my brain. I actually remember there wasn't any pain, but I was feeling weak at the time because I had a lot of metal in my bridge work, and I had my bridge work taken out. And the brain just was detoxifying, and it really, really felt good in about a week after that because I was feeling much, much better. After that, I remember the DNA, I remember seeing the RNA, I remember seeing the atomic structure starting to change. This was in a period of 8 years as I was wearing my silver receptor and a blue sapphire stone. So it does make a difference. It really, really does work. And you can, at least I can. I can feel the frequency of the necklace always working, and I'm watching the light on the pyramid, the pyramids, and the new receptor is actually faster on the. It looks like a satellite dish for people that don't know.
Yeah,
it looks like a satellite dish, and what happens? It picks up speed as it goes into that hole, and it's tremendous. And different stones have hello.
Hello.
Yeah, another caller.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Wes from Florida.
Hi, Wes. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I was calling in. I had a couple of quick questions.
Okay.
It's a great show so far. Well, I've had the receptor since April, and wanted to let you and your listeners know how great it's working. It may be purely chance or something, but through my life, my blood tests have been like borderline anemic because it's kind of a genetic thing.
Right.
You know, my brothers, I mean, my sisters and so forth also have that.
You have pale skin?
Sorry?
You have real pale skin. Is your
exactly,
skin pale, or do you have olive skin?
It is pale.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, but anyway, this last, I got it in April, and after wearing the receptor, you know, every day, it came back perfect. The blood test came back perfect as far as hemoglobin and a lot of the other things in my blood had leveled out, and I had done no other changes I know of.
That's a great testimonial. You ought to email us that. You know, what happens is the receptor purifies the blood every 90 days. It sends the aging process of the body has a tendency not to purify the blood as you get older. And the receptor appears to reverse that situation. And it takes 90 days to replace every single blood cell in the body. How long were you wearing it before you got this positive test on your blood workup chart?
About 7 months.
Yeah. So you had about two complete generations of regeneration plus an extra month of and I would bet you now, how long is it since April? It's been almost 9 months now. And I would bet that it's even your workup's even better because you've had three complete regenerations of blood wearing the receptor. What stone do you have in that, by the way?
It's zircon.
Yeah, that's a pretty powerful stone.
Yeah,
it really
it is.
Is
powerful.
Well, I can tell you, man, this receptor is as amazing as it is. It just is too much. I mean, I've just noticed like a calming effect. I thought after, you know, 4 or 5 months that things would, you know, kind of level off or my body would kind of adapt to it and I wouldn't feel anything anymore, but it's just, it's still going on strong.
Yeah, it's constant, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, people don't realize that the first symptom of nervousness, the actual, where it comes from is is the blood cells. The blood's not pure. For example, if somebody put crystal meth or speed in their system. Well, what happens is, like, or alcohol, it speeds them up. You know, alcohol becomes a sedative, but when it's wearing off, it produces acetylcholine, which breaks down into something like speed, so it makes a person very speedy as they're coming off the alcohol, usually the next day. And so you had impurities in your blood, which would have made you nervous, and now that your blood is pure, you got more oxygen going to your brain can think clearly, and then you relax. That's kind of the medical metaphor for that. So you know.
Yeah, because you can actually hear it in his voice, Fred. He's really calm.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great product. It's just, I mean, every day I wear it, I'm just conscious of it because I notice the change. And so, boy, I really appreciate, even though it's a little expensive for me on my budget, and then I got the projector. And I, just like Steve, you were saying that you can tell a frequency difference. I can tell the difference in the frequency. I mean, it's a little similar, but, you know, you can just tell there's a little bit of a different feeling there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it seems a little more powerful in certain ways. But the other question I had for you all is, it seems like, I don't know if it's my body or if it's something else, like, you know, as far as energy on Earth or something that is funneled through the receptor or the projector, but it seems like certain times a day that it seems a lot more powerful of a feeling. I'll just sit, you know, I'll just be walking around or something, then I'll just notice that it's like more powerful.
The sun affects it.
Interesting.
The sun does affect it. I remember standing outside and actually seeing the sun make a big difference. It does affect it. I think even inside, the vibration of the sun actually causes the receptor to actually what's the word I'm looking for? Actually to vibrate more.
Yeah, the hydrogen atom is the atom of consciousness in the body, where oxygen, hydrogen, carbon. And the hydrogen atom, of course, what's going on with the sun from a physics standpoint is the sun is converting hydrogen to helium, with a with a side effect of energy. And so when you're out in the sun, what does this receptor do? Well, it's focused on the frequency of the hydrogen atom, the Balmer effect, the Balmer frequencies, as we call them. And so the sun acts like an amplifier to an amplifier that you're already wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the metaphysical side, the metaphysical explanation is that the Anu, which is called the Babbitt atom, which is the life force, which is the highest during the morning hours of the sun and the lowest at 4 o'clock in the morning when there's no sun, and that's why the natural death rate is much higher at 4 o'clock in the morning because the Anu level is much lower. So that's the metaphysical explanation. So I choose to go with the physics one, but I totally support the metaphysical one because I believe in that one too.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. Hey, are you just about settled in? Your new place?
I wish. If you were to see my studio here right now, you'd see synthesizers on the pile on the wall. You'll see my recording equipment for my Saturday night show, jury rig, so I can do my Saturday night show again, my seminar series. The stuff all over the floor. No, we're not settled in yet. It's been 2 months. I had so much stuff. My house in Laguna was a warehouse. That's all I could say. The studio, you had to go sideways to get through it. Now it's empty. We emptied out only 2 rooms in that house in Laguna. The studio, where all the music stuff was, and one of the guest bedrooms. The rest of the stuff's still there, which will stay there. And it filled up a 5,000-square-foot house. I mean, this place, with the boxes, we're 80% done with the boxes, and another month away to get in this place where it looks like a house. It's we're not moved in yet.
That's stressful.
I hadn't moved in 34 years. Then I had, Mikel had a warehouse full of antiques. Those are kind of scattered around. And I had a warehouse of old motorcycles and stuff, and they're all piled up in the garage. So, I mean, it'll be a while, yeah. It's definitely, when I saw this place when we first moved all this stuff down here, I just didn't even want to, I just wanted to go sit in the corner and forget it. You know what I mean? I don't like moving.
Starting
to function now. But the one rule we have in here is don't put a set of keys down. Don't put something critical down somewhere in here because you'll never find it.
Well, I guess it's a big place.
We might have some private seminars here in the guest house for people. We got 5 acres of land. It's really nice here. The birds love it. The birds are here now. You don't hear them chirping in the background because they're a mile away in the bird area now. But before, they were right next door. In my kitchen where I have my studio set up, because that was only a 2,000-square-foot house. And so the birds are right on top of my radio show, but now we only have one bird, and that's Bella Bird here, and she's real quiet during the show. She'll make a hell of a racket after the show, but while we're on the air, she knows that this is big-time serious stuff. Yeah.
Well, I think Steve's probably staying away until you finish moving.
Yeah. Well, I'm having fun. And, gives Steve a time to get on the air more, too. He needs more air time anyway.
Yeah.
Steve is one of those air dogs.
Are we, if we put questions on the fast chat, are you still monitoring that and you can answer them?
What's that?
The fast chat of BBS where, we can, type
in. Yeah, I haven't been on it lately.
Yeah,
I'll do the fast chat. There wasn't that much going on, so I don't monitor it like I did, but when I start doing my guests where we really don't do call-ins, then I'll be all over it again. That'll be another month before I start bringing a lot of guests on board. I got some really great people lined up, but haven't had time to really get them going. And this time of year, it's always good to just do our normal kind of hangout kind of thing. The physicist on recently, the guy that wrote the book, The 13 Things That Aren't Explainable,
mm-hmm.
Michael Brooks, that was a really special guest. And so I want to bring on Leonard Susskind. He's a Felix Bloch chair up at Stanford University. That's a big chair for a physicist. He's like a very famous guy, but we haven't had time to really hook him up. So I got some big guests coming on. Right now, Steve and I are at the helm, and we need to talk a lot more about receptors. We get so many questions. It's amazing, because every day new people surf the web, surf YouTube. They call us up, and they're all brand new people, and they call every day, and they want to learn about this stuff. So we've got a big educational thing that we need to do here to get everybody up to speed, especially coming into 2012, where there's a huge vibrational shift right across the whole spectrum of the hydrogen atom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Hello?
So anyway, that's what's happening. All right, Steve?
Yep. Everything is changing. Everything is, and big time, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's as you said, there's this time lag here, so I can't tell when you stop talking. But, it's as you said, there's a lot of charlatans and a lot of, these devices around that, I never trusted. But reading your book and just listening to your shows and stuff, I bought into it enough to try it, and I'm glad I did. The receptor and the projector are just amazing. I got the pure silver ones. Really appreciate it. But, hey, it's a great show, and keep it up, and try to stay sane while you're moving. And, Steve, try to stay cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Steve has a tendency to overheat. That's true, right, Steve?
Yep.
Got to get you a radiator or something, you know?
Well, he can cool off if he puts the windows down in his race car.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
Good night, guys.
I can't wait. You know, when we get Steve wearing a platinum projector, watch out. I guarantee you, he's going to be jumping off all over the place.
Well, if I can get my wife to buy in on one of these receptors, it'll help her out too. So.
Yeah, she should have one.
No, she's a nurse, and I'd love for her to have one, but she just there's that period of time when she has to get used to the idea.
How's her health?
She's okay, but she could be a lot better.
Yeah, I've worked with a lot of nurses, believe it or not, wearing receptors. And a lot of them, because of their training, it's very orthodox. And it's good training. I mean, I've seen a lot of nurses that are way better than the MDs they work for, you know. Not smarter, basically, and care a lot more. But I also see that they get the orthodox training. And it's a repetitive job, and it's hard on a woman. You know, nursing ain't easy. I know. I've been around it too much. But she'll eventually come around. Just have to be low and slow, you know?
Exactly what I'm doing. And I told her before I took my blood test, I said, I told her that I could tell from how I feel that my hemoglobin's got to be better. And I predicted that it was going to be good. And funny, but the doctor reviewing the blood test said, wow, you're just perfect in this, and I'm like, I knew it.
Yeah,
but until you bring it home.
Another way to explain it to her is that she lives in the world of biochemistry, you know, all kinds of therapeutic drugs, sedatives,
mm-hmm.
Stimulants, antibiotics, all the stuff that they use in nursing. And so explain to her that the body is electrical. You know, the body produces several watts of electricity every day. And the receptor is like a battery charger. It charges up the electrical fields of the body. It's not a whole lot different than a solar-powered battery charger that you'd hook up to your house, which will run your power meter backwards, send the energy right out through your house, power your house, and send it back to Edison. These new solar cells are starting to get efficient and where they can do that. Just explain it to her that way, that it works like a battery.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and then explain to her that there's things in the body called precursors, okay? And what happens is the electricity in your body from the receptor amplifies the precursors. That then forms a much healthier internal structure to produce all the different chemicals and vitamins and enzymes and nutrients that the body uses every day. I mean, the one human body is more complicated and more structured than every single drug manufacturer or vitamin manufacturer in the world combined. All of them combined is maybe 5% of what the body is.
It's amazing.
Everything has to be plugged in, and this is the power source.
Well, I'll keep it in mind as I talk to her. But another thing I had in mind was the Rays of Truth crystals, the light book. There's so many pages of like medical information there, which has just amazing detail on the blood and just all the processes. And I'm sure that might catch her curiosity when she sees that level of detail.
I'll give you one better. In my earlier book, the Death of Ignorance, I wrote back in 79.
Mm-hmm.
The chapter that I wrote on blood and the hemoglobin was a very, I did it in concert with some advanced research at Stanford Medical School. When I wrote that chapter, it took me 24 hours. I stayed up wearing a power dome because I had researched it. And that chapter, I got a call from Germany a few years later after the book came out. I forget the guy's name, but he had won a Nobel Peace Prize in medicine.
Good, great.
And he called up to tell me that he would not have won a Nobel Peace Prize in medicine on the blood workups had he not studied my chapter in Death of Ignorance on blood, on hemoglobin.
You know, that what you just stated is just amazing. People listening to you, they may not you know, believe it, but it's totally understandable.
Yeah, no, believe me, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was very honored. But out of respect, you know, somewhere I have a letter from the guy. He actually sent me a letter, you know. Well, that to me was pretty cool. I was just a young guy when I wrote that book. I think I was 30.
Amazing.
Seems like a few decades back, doesn't it, Steve?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, nice chatting with you. I'll take care.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
Yeah, good night.
Healthy.
That was great.
Well, Steve, we're getting calls from all over the place these days, aren't we?
Yes, we are. getting back to the necklace, the energy that's put through that necklace is absolutely incredible. Ever since I've been wearing the necklace that I have been wearing, I haven't been sick.
No, I haven't either. You know,
it helps so much. I mean, it's just the frequency is so high.
I know, isn't that funny when you go into the supermarket and everybody's coughing and, you know, this time, well, actually a little bit, usually around December, January, everybody has the flu. And, of course, you try to avoid them when they're sneezing on you and all that. But
mm-hmm.
look at all these people. They're sick. They're eating a lot of dairy products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're just a mess, and you're just in there flying, and you're just unfazed by it.
Right. But the frequencies that these necklaces make are really incredible. I know when I was really intent on wearing this every day. And I'm not talking about the gold one I have.
Yeah.
But the silver one I had. Hello.
Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Steve.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Not just about.
Okay. Sorry, I'm on my cell phone and I'm mobile, and it may not work. But
works
I've been.
Great.
I was. This is Dan from up in the Pacific Northwest area.
Cool.
How are you? And I heard you describe the you tied in like the solar powered like our body.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could maybe kind of using the same continue with the same line of thought that you've been talking about, kind of describe how the solar power, how you could make, or like the body makes hydrogen peroxide, you know, to fight infection. And could you tie that into like
what I've been able to do, which I was discussing before a little earlier,
mm-hmm.
I can actually see the light coming in, and for some odd reason I can remote view my back and watch the energy flow through, which is pure white light.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually changes everything. It activates even more. So my mind is much keener, much sharper than it was before I was wearing this. So it really makes a big difference. Wearing this, I've noticed also that I've been in contact with my blood, and blood thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Blood will actually talk to you. If your consciousness level is high enough, you can actually talk to every part of your body.
I think so. Yes, I'm comfortable with that. I guess really what I was thank you for that. That wasn't exactly what I was asking. I mean, I was just I'm trying to tie it together, like solar power. You know, like there's the
well,
like the
solar power. I know nothing about solar power. I know about the nuclear receptor. I know about the projector, but I'm not very up on solar power. Other than if you're using this receptor as a solar power, or whatever it can do, it's extremely powerful.
Well,
extremely powerful.
Yes, and maybe Dr. Fred can't, you know, explain it that way. That's what I was asking. I mean, I don't know.
The hydrogen atom, you know, it's a part of a fusion process.
Mm-hmm.
Works on a, You know, they're still trying to get cold fusion going on. It's a big joke in the physics community, and anybody that tries it's like risking their reputation to being, you know, committed for cold fusion. But the closest you could explain this is the cold fusion process.
Mm-hmm.
The actual energy transfer takes place in the hydrogen atom of the person that's wearing it. And this if you get into a platinum receptor, it will raise your blood pressure. But it won't raise the diastolic pressure, which is the return. It will raise mm-hmm. the systolic pressure, which is the pressure going out of the heart. But the pressure
right.
coming back, which is the critical one, would cause a heart attack if you were to get blocked. That will actually lower. It actually maintains a low level, like 120 over 70, for example. It would be the 70.
So the platinum in the receptor would kind of be like a catalyst.
Yeah, exactly. And it really produces like a cold fusion effect on the hydrogen atom. But you have to have something like the body. Now, some people will heat up. Their body temperature will rise a little bit when they wear the platinum receptor. It's the one that's most noticeable to the human body for this kind of work. The gold one... increases circulation and increases objectivity. It relaxes. The silver one is a bit of a stimulator, but and the silver one is much more powerful than the little inexpensive zinc one that we make that's gold-plated that sells for $165.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you compare platinum to any of them, the platinum is where you really start seeing the nuclear work. And that's why it's called a nuclear receptor, because it works on those forces.
Oh, yeah. I've had a chance to play with catalytic or some people might call it alchemic platinum. Yeah, I know.
It's very powerful.
It's very powerful.
I bought a pound of platinum the other day just to have it around. Not only as an investment, but if I need to melt it down to make receptors, I can.
Mm.
And just holding that platinum, a big bar of it, you know, was amazing. I never had that much in my possession before.
Yeah, I have some platinum wire that I...
Yeah, then you know.
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah. Yeah, it works that way. And then comparing it to electricity, in the solar panels today, they have the N and P junctions like a transistor, except now they're converting a photon into an electric current through an NPN junction.
Mm-hmm.
And that photon now, it's the reverse of what Einstein won a Nobel Peace Prize for, back on photoelectric effect. That's what he got his Nobel Peace Prize for back in the 20s, for the photoelectric effect, where they could take and put metal out into the sun, and they would produce electricity. And that was called the photoelectric effect. And that's what a solar cell is today. And so the receptor is, from a physics standpoint, producing the same effect, but it needs the hydrogen atom in the physical human body to produce the effect.
Notice the effect.
However, you can take a glass of grapefruit juice,
mm-hmm.
and drop a receptor into it, and it will change the pH of it, indicating that it is going more towards alkalinity versus acidity. So you're getting there an electrolysis effect in the grapefruit juice.
So
it's demonstrable. You can demonstrate it in a laboratory.
Dr. Fred, thank you for that. I've actually been driving with, and you know, I have the thing streaming in the back, so. Wait, I need to park and go on about where I could meet up.
How do you listen to the show in a car?
Well, I have it streaming on my laptop. I have one of those broadband connections.
Oh, how cool is that?
Oh, it's really cool. So I can look and see.
Yeah, I like that. So this is a first. You know, BBS Radio Mobile.
Yes, it is mobile. Anyway, you
totally
you
cool.
Have it.
You're that Steve. Now, there's a guy who knows how to use a laptop.
There you go.
I like that. You're my kind of guy.
Anyway, peace be with you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, that was the first, Steve.
Yep.
I like that. People are calling on their cell phones while they're driving, listening to our show, which is basically on landlines.
That's great.
Now, get that, BBS listeners. Ideas here. We won't need satellite.
Yeah.
We'll just have people drive around with their laptops on. Makes our show popular.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. That was impressive. That guy knew his stuff too.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So we get some amazing callers these days.
Yeah, it's been really, really a lot of fun.
Yeah. So go ahead and explain the platinum thing a little bit more before he called in.
Okay. The platinum that I understand, what I do is before I'll ask you if I need platinum. Of course, you said that I've been ready for it. But what I've been doing is I project a platinum projector,
yeah.
And I can actually see the energy of the projector and know that's a lot more positive. And also, what it will do that I'm very, very well sure, because what I did was put a platinum projector on my chest. And I've been able to see the energy. It's almost as brilliant as the sun.
Wow.
So I know that it's a lot more powerful. And the thing that that amazes me is that my body was almost jumping for joy.
Wow. Now, is this joy
in other words,
new girlfriend
it
or
wants,
what?
It wants the platinum receptor, the platinum projector.
Okay, so joy means happiness, not some
yes.
girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a girlfriend, but... I wish I did.
That's called ambushing your sidekick.
Yeah. But there's a lot that's going on with the platinum that the silver and the gold can't do.
Yeah, do you want me to get my guy to start building yours now, or what do you want me to do?
I got to call my attorney on Monday and see if I can get him to release some money for me. So.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, but I really want to be able to be able to get that necklace, but I did put that on my chest, and my body was really, really noticing a big frequency change, and I noticed my blood was really going to town, so I think it's something I really need.
Yeah, like I say, it'll increase the outgoing blood pressure of your heart and reduce the incoming blood pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want pressure buildup coming back. You know,
yeah,
that's not good. That's blocked arteries.
Right.
And there's people out there that I've some people I've been trying to convince, some women that I've been trying to convince that have PAD, peripheral artery disease,
mm-hmm.
and one of them had some surgery,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to convince her to get it. She's wearing a silver receptor. I said, you need to get rid of that thing and get a platinum one. You can't fool around with PAD, peripheral artery disease. You need mm-hmm. you need to have a steady flu, and then I also recommend. And this is a recommendation, not a prescription, but I recommend that people take nanokinase with the platinum receptor, especially
yes.
if you've had any heart ailments in the past, because now you got a Roto-Rooter situation going on.
Right.
So,
nanokinase, yep.
Nanokinase, I take it. I've
yep.
never had a heart attack, but I mean,
yep.
I still take it. And
I think that's from
definitely
Japan.
Keeps the blood pressure down.
It's made for mushrooms, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an enzyme that eats up... It produces an enzyme in the body that eats up all the cholesterol that's in HDL, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol that's in your body. Not the low-density lipoprotein, but the high-density.
I remember you selling a platinum receptor to a woman who was, I think, in an she was in a living lung, if I remember correct. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I worked on her about four or five times. What a sweet lady. And they told me that her feet were moving because she was a paraplegic.
Right. She'd been in a car wreck or something.
Right. And I was actually getting to a point where I was moving the energy in her feet.
Yeah.
And her feet were actually moving. And you had sold her a platinum projector, platinum receptor. And I worked with her about four or five times. So I know that... That platinum receptor had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, it had a lot to do with it.
Yep.
If you could use that and stem cells, okay,
mm-hmm.
You'd have a heck, because, you know, if you take a, we've got 2 minutes and we're out of here, I can't believe it.
Wow.
If you take a frog or a lizard and cut his tail off, or a leaf, like a maple leaf, and tear off a piece of the leaf, one of the 5 points of it,
mm-hmm.
put it in Corellian photography, you'll see an aura there. Where the leaf was or where the tail was.
Right.
Now, a lizard hasn't been blocked in consciousness by human beings saying you can't grow the tail back, so it'll grow the tail back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with human beings. If you put the receptor, which produces an electroetheric field, the electroetheric field, the precursing field, and then you start adding nanokinase, it will reroute the arteries, and it will actually bring your body back to what it was years before.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't make a medical claim, but I will say one thing. I've talked to people at the FDA several times about this, and they want me, you know, this has been a while. It's embarrassing, but they still want me to go down and get these studies done at UCI, because they want to give me a patent on what I'm talking about, a medical patent. They've offered it.
Right.
I got to do these stupid studies that cost $50,000 that they don't have right now.
Yeah.
But so this is serious stuff.
Very serious.
And the FDA told me to watch what I say about it and watch what I print on it, but they think it's okay. They think they're cool. And they don't tell that to everybody.
Right.
They don't tell that to everybody. I guarantee you that. Well, yeah, we're down to 1 minute, so you want
That's
to announce
incredible.
Your show, and I'm going to throw on a little Voyager, and we're going to cut out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Saturday night, Eastern Standard Time at 6 o'clock, and looking forward to talking to people about the nuclear receptor and the projector. It'd be a lot of fun to talk about.
Yeah, and by the way, and I have my Saturday night shows back where I have the really good seminar stuff, and it's all back again, and there's George Winston, and man, we recorded that at Uncle Billy's in Hilo, Hawaii, in a hotel room on a Sony tape recorder, that song, George Winston and I. You ever heard of it in his plays?
Oh, yes.
Concert?
Yes.
He's really good. All right, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Powell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Until next week, which would be like something like the 14th of November, I guess we're not going to be talking to you, but give us a call at 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. The music in the background is number 7 off From Andromeda with Love, featuring George Winston, the world-famous concert pianist. I call him, I think George was a honky-tonk piano player back in the cowboy days. He's really good. Beyond that, you've been listening to Steve Barish, the one and only Barish, and Bella Bird, of course, has been here. And we'll see you next week. Catch tomorrow night's show, a continuation of a 4-part seminar, which is free. Normally, you have to pay $120 for it if you order from Paradise. It's free at BBS. Good night.